Yeah, my interest was largely in this whole new area in Canada of intellectual property in plants and how patents could be protected. And so that was really what drew me to the interest in the case, was that while Schmeiser initially claimed that the seed had blown onto his land in the first lawsuit in Saskatoon, his subsequent appeal to the Court of Queen's Bench and then ultimately to the Supreme Court resided more on the argument that patents on plants were illegal in Canada.
How much do you think environmental groups played a role in how this case rolled out?
I think they played a significant influential role. Schmeiser was never actually came out and publicly stated it, but he certainly hinted that he was getting support from the environmental movement that went a long way to cover his legal costs.
Monsanto really took a hit on that case, didn't they? There was a lot of publicity, and not a lot of it maybe came out in the way Monsanto would have wanted.
I think you're right. No company wants to see their name in the news over having to sue a farmer. And the unfortunate thing was that Monsanto had been notified by a couple dozen of Schmeiser's neighbors that he was illegally growing Roundup Ready canola while they were having to pay $15 an acre to do exactly the same thing. And so Monsanto approached Schmeiser about paying the technical use fee that all of his neighbors were. And Schmeiser's response was, take me to court. So, he certainly left Monsanto no option to protect their intellectual property, which was the fundamental argument in the court cases.
Have you watched the trailer, and what was your impressions of it just from an initial viewing?
Yeah, I watched it, and it's a pretty liberal interpretation of the facts of what came out in the court documents. It's an interpretation that's based on the myth that Percy was somehow an innocent bystander in all of this, and it doesn't correlate in any way, shape, or form with the decision from the judge, where the judge, in the strongest legal language I've ever seen, didn't buy Percy's arguments.
Do you think this movie will regenerate some of the discussions about GMO products?
I doubt that. I think we've, in Saskatchewan and in Canada, been using and consuming genetically modified crops and food products for 25 years, and they've been perfectly safe and provided significant environmental benefits that farmers and consumers are reaping the rewards of. GM crops, I think, are one of the leading reasons that we've got about 12 million fewer acres of summer fallow annually than we did in the mid-1990s. So I don't see this being a catalyst for a sudden uptick in consumer adversity to anything in this space. I think the vast majority of Canadians are far more concerned about their health and their jobs and educating their kids while trying to work full-time from home and stuff like that. So it may resonate with a small segment of the population, but I think the vast majority of Canadians have far greater concerns at this point in time.
What's farmer reaction been like? Twitter, of course, a very popular method of expressing information and opinions by farmers. What have you been reading online and on the Twitter feeds?
Yeah, I think a lot of farmers are disappointed that the movie really does an inaccurate job of portraying a company and a technology that has provided hundreds of millions of dollars of benefits to farmers across Western Canada. I teach students every year that have had summer jobs with Monsanto and now summer jobs with Bayer. And when I talk to the students, they enjoyed working for Bayer and for Monsanto. And so when this company is hiring students out of our department and out of our college, it's unfortunate that the company gets portrayed in a bad light and the products portrayed in a bad light by ultimately an environmental organization that obviously helped Schmeiser with his fees and more than likely have put money into producing this movie. I guess it smacks of a bit of desperation if the GM crops and GM canola are so successful here that you feel kind of embarrassed that the environmental movement has to resort to this type of an activity to garner any attention.
When Bayer purchased Monsanto, did some of those environmental groups, did they lose their target, so to speak, or have they still continued with their anti-GM message in other forms?
Yeah, I think Monsanto was a very recognizable target for the environmental movement, and certainly that's gone away now with Bayer having purchased them 2 years ago. So what you're seeing now is a lot of the environmental movement, they're starting to realize that traction on the anti-GM crop and food side is just, it's not resonating. So now they're shifting to the use of chemicals in agriculture, and they're trying to broaden their base by focusing more on the lack of consumer understanding about the important role of chemicals in all forms of crop production, including organic. And I think it identifies that a lot of the environmental movement is becoming a broader coalition of groups targeting agriculture.
So they've kind of moved on to, would it be fair to say glyphosate would be on their hit list?
That's right. Yeah. So in some instances, you've seen now with food companies listing food products as being glyphosate-free as a way of promoting or serving to misinform consumers about the role of chemicals in food production. Because when you look at the toxicity of some of the chemicals that are eligible in organic food production, those chemicals are far more toxic than glyphosate or Roundup.
From a farmer's perspective, though, glyphosate is a very an important chemical because of its cost and the fact that it can be used in a number of ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's completely transitioned what prairie agriculture looks like. And if you remember back in the 80s, driving around anywhere, it was common to see topsoil blowing on a windy summer day. And now there's so little summer fallow in the province, you just don't see those windstorms. So I've had farmers tell me that because they've been able to get such good weed control that they've been able to be continuous crop zero till for 20 years. And some of these farmers are reporting that they've added anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of soil depth over that period of time simply by reducing erosion so much.
The key is to maybe get that message to the average person. Is that the challenge facing the ag sector? And I know a lot of people are trying to do that, but there's a lot of people out there and a lot of messages that conflict with that.
Yeah, you're right. I was involved with a report with a group out of the United States on this challenge of misinformation and the impacts it has on society. And it does have a big cost that environmental groups are misleading the public deliberately and intentionally about genetically modified crops and about the safety of chemicals, trying to downplay and ignore the role that our regulatory agencies play in Canada. We've got, I would argue, some of the top government scientists in the world are Canadian regulators reviewing the risk assessment data for GM crops and for chemicals. And I've got full confidence in Canada's regulatory system. And it is unfortunate that environmental groups are presenting information that tries to detract from safe technologies that have provided significant environmental benefits. So that's what confirms it to me, is that most of the environmental groups really aren't interested in the environment anymore. They're only interested in misleading the public, which helps to fund donations to their organizations.
Anything else you'd like to add, Stuart?
I think the only thing would be is the movie portrays a lot of farmers that are concerned about the environment, are concerned about reducing their environmental footprint in a bad light. I've talked to hundreds of farmers in the last 5 or 6 years and that are all growing GM crops of one kind or another, and they say, you know, most of the technology works most of the time, and like everything, there's the odd time it doesn't go according to plan, but on the most part, they've been able to improve their profitability, and they believe they've reduced their impact on the environment. And unfortunately, this movie tries to again contribute to that environmental movement campaign of misinformation about what modern day farming is like.